Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in the political landscape of Gujarat, with the BJP sweeping the local body elections, is what we begin with today. The BJP has won all 52 seats in Morbi, a town that was in the news recently due to the suspension bridge collapse in 2022. In Porbandar, the BJP has won all the seats, while in Surat, the BJP has secured 47 out of 52 seats, with the Congress managing to win just one seat. In Vapi, the BJP has won 37 out of 52 seats, with the Congress winning 11 seats. In Rajkot, the BJP is leading in 44 seats, and in Ahmedabad, the BJP has secured a majority. The voter turnout for the municipal corporation elections was 55.1%, while the district panchayats recorded a turnout of 66.64%. What makes this significant is that these results consolidate the BJP's dominance in Gujarat's urban local governance ahead of the 2027 state assembly election cycle. Note this carefully. The BJP's performance in these local body elections could have implications for the upcoming state assembly elections. Remember this number, 55.1%, the voter turnout for the municipal corporation elections. Now, let us turn to the West Bengal assembly elections. The second phase of the elections is scheduled for 29th April, covering 176 out of 294 constituencies. The first phase of the elections was held on 23rd April, covering 118 constituencies. The results for all the 2026 state elections, including Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Kerala, Assam, and Puducherry, will be declared on 4th May 2026 in a single counting day for all five states. The political contest in West Bengal is between the ruling TMC, led by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, the BJP, and the Left Congress Alliance. The campaign for the second phase of the elections ends at 6 p.m. on 28 April, as per the Election Commission rules. But why does this matter? The outcome of these elections will have significant implications for the political landscape of West Bengal and the upcoming state assembly elections. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to stay updated on the latest developments in the state elections, as they can have a significant impact on the national political scenario. Now, let us look at another significant event. Prime Minister Modi participated in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood at Paljor Stadium, Gangtok, on 28 April. He also visited the Orchidarium, India's first world-class orchid experience center, which showcases Sikkim's 532 orchid species. At the closing ceremony, Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees, including the Sikkim University permanent campus at Yangang, the integrated Sowa Rigpa Hospital at Nid Duralni, to Teesta Arch Bridges, and the Helen Lepcha Medical College. The visit was accompanied by Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The development of infrastructure in Sikkim is crucial for India's strategic interests, given its proximity to the border with China. Now, let us turn to the economy. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, MoSPI, has released an approach paper for an index of service production, a monthly index to track output in India's formal services sector. The base year for the index will be 2024-25, and the primary data source will be the GST network. The index will cover wholesale and retail trade, transport, banking, insurance, hotels, real estate, and professional services, but will exclude informal services and GST-exempt sectors, such as health and education, which account for around 67% of services GVA. Services contribute over 50% of India's GDP, yet there is currently no high-frequency monthly output index. The stakeholder consultation deadline for the approach paper is 5th May 2026. But why is this important? The Index of Service Production will provide a more accurate picture of India's services sector, which is a significant contributor to the country's GDP. Now, let us look at another significant development. India is fast-tracking its Space-Based Surveillance Phase 3 program, a $3 billion initiative to deploy 52 military surveillance satellites by 2029. Three private companies, Anant Technologies, Centum Electronics, and Alpha Design Technologies, are involved in the program, with development timelines compressed from 4 years to 12 to 18 months per satellite. The program will provide all-weather, round-the-clock imagery of Pakistan and China border areas, reducing India's dependence on foreign satellite data in conflict zones. This is also a major boost to India's private defense space sector, under the Space Activities Act framework. What does this mean for India's defense capabilities? The Space-Based Surveillance Phase 3 program will significantly enhance India's surveillance capabilities, allowing for better monitoring of the border areas. Now, let us turn to some quick bites. 4th May is the election results day, with counting for Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Kerala, Assam, and Puducherry all taking place on the same day. This will be the largest simultaneous state election result day since 2021. The SEBI board met on 28 April to discuss Titan FVCI, Foreign Venture Capital Investor, norms, a new circular on settlement regulations, and enhanced disclosure requirements for AIFs, alternative investment funds. The Cabinet has approved the establishment of new AIIMS, All India Institute of Medical Sciences, at Vijayawada, Guwahati, and Ranchi, taking the total AIIMS count from 23 to 26. Cochin International Airport, SHIL, has celebrated 10 years of 100% solar operation, generating over 50 megawatts of power via 46,150 panels across 80 acres. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The BJP has won all 52 seats in Morbi, and the voter turnout for the municipal corporation elections was 55.1%. The Index of Service Production will have a base year of 2024-25, and the primary data source will be the GST network. India plans to deploy 52 military surveillance satellites by 2029 under the Space-Based Surveillance Phase 3 program. The program will provide all-weather, round-the-clock imagery of Pakistan and China border areas. The Cabinet has approved the establishment of new AIIMS at Vijayawada, Guwahati, and Ranchi, taking the total AIIMS count from 23 to 26. Cochin International Airport has been operating on 100% solar power for 10 years, generating over 50 megawatts of power. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It is essential to stay updated on the latest developments in the state elections, the economy, and India's defense capabilities, as they can have a significant impact on the national scenario. In conclusion, the developments in Gujarat's local body elections, West Bengal's assembly elections, Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations, the Index of Service Production, and the Space-Based Surveillance Phase 3 program all have significant implications for India's political, economic, and defense landscape. These events will have a lasting impact on the country's growth and development, and it is crucial to understand their significance in the context of your UPSC preparation.